Judges 13, verse 18, Shoftim Yod Gimel, Pasuk Yod Chet. Lama ze tish'al lishmi? Why do you ask for my name? Vehu feli, since it is wonderful or incomprehensible. Lama ze tish'al lishmi? Vehu feli, why do you ask for my name, since it's incomprehensibly wonderful?
Amen. As usual, the best way to understand this passage is by considering its context. So first note that the angel of the Lord, Malach Adonai, is the one who said these words to Manoah about the birth of his son Samson. Note that Malach Adonai, the angel of the Lord, who is the Lord embodied as an angel, the king of angels, said these words to Manoah quite literally and soberly. In other words, he wasn't brushing him off. He was simply stating the sober truth that God's name is utterly incomprehensible. As is said of Yeshua in the book of Revelation, where his eyes are described as being flames of fire, and on his head many crowns, and he has a name written that no one knows but he himself. That's Revelation 19, verse 12. And this idea is repeatedly taught in Scripture, that God's name is so great and so vast and so immense and so unfathomable that it is simply too great for people to fully understand or comprehend. As King David said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain to it. That's Psalm 139, verse 6. Moreover, God reveals himself in many different names and titles in the Scriptures. To see this, consider how Moses was commissioned at the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. Note that the Torah states that it was the angel of the Lord again, Malach Adonai, who appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. But then the Torah goes on to say that the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, saw Moses drawing near to the bush while God, Elohim, called out to him. God, or Elohim, then commanded Moses to remove his sandals and identified himself as Elohe Avraham, the God of Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, the God of Isaac, Velohe Yaakov, the God of Jacob. So in this short and dramatic account, we have several names of God presented. The angel of the Lord, Malach Adonai, the Lord himself, this is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the sacred name of God, Elohim, who is also the name of God, and the longer appellation, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And all of these refer to the one true God. Moreover, despite this description of God, Moses asked further the meaning of God's name. And God's rather enigmatic reply was, Ehyeh asher ehyeh, I will be that I will be, or I am that I am. And then he further said, tell the people of Israel, I am, Ehyeh, has sent me to you. And then God went on to spell it out for Moses. He said, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, namely the God of your fathers, namely the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, Zeshmi Le'olam, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. So right away in the account of the Exodus, we learn the name of God is not a simple affair. But interestingly and significantly, the Lord made an identification of his name with the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and therefore all the philosophical and theological speculation is resolved and grounded and rooted in that revelation to these historical people. And that's essential. That's an essential element to the name of God, his direct revelation to the Jewish people. And of course, the preservation of that revelation in the Holy Scriptures. The patriarchs generally referred to God as Shaddai, the Almighty, or the All-Sufficient One. But Moses was given the name Adonai, or the Lord, in relationship to God's saving acts of Israel from their slavery in Egypt. And therefore, this name represents God as Savior. And that also explains why the beginning of the Ten Commandments, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am the Lord your God, is immediately identified with the one who brought the people out of Egypt. Anochi Adonai Elohecha, Asher Hotziticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mi Beit Avadim, which we translate as, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. So the first great revelation of the name of God, the name of the Lord, is that of Savior and Deliverer. And therefore Yeshua is rightly understood as being Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, since in Hebrew the name of something is not just a phonetic affair, but has to do with what someone is or something is, its character, its heart, as revealed by what that one does. So God is known through his saving acts. As it's written, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Psalm 103 verse 7. And it's particularly important to realize that the name then is most dramatically expressed in the person and life of Yeshua, who's the embodiment of the Lord God himself. For more information about this, please see the Hebrew for Christians website, where I have a whole lot of information on the various names and titles and attributes of God. In closing, let me just add one further comment. Although there are these various names and titles of God and different ways to refer to God, different metaphors, similes, and statements of praise and so on, it is essential to understand God as Abba, your Father, and to have a personal heart connection with him through Yeshua. And that is the most essential name to know. There's no other name given by men whereby we are to be saved, it says in the book of Acts. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yeshua is Lord for the glory of God in the world to come. So stay tuned. That's coming. So remember that Yeshua is our Lord and he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He buys us back from the slave market to sin, the house of bondage to Pharaoh, who represents the devil, and sets us free by means of his sacrificial love and death for us. There's no greater name. But he told us, his Torah is to call upon God as Abba, your Father. So it's best to follow his example rather than try to speculate about the various names of God and how they're pronounced and so on. That's why Yeshua taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. The first obligation we have of the heart is to know God as our Heavenly Father. And not just as a Heavenly Father who's distant, but Abba, one who's close and tender, the one who picks you up and looks in your eyes and loves you. Know God that way, as Abba, your Heavenly Father, the one who loves you as his own child and delights in you. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew, the language of the kingdom, l'kvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.